רעיה, זהי ורעיה בבניונה. In other words, that the Avelis of Yerushalayim is a tikkun for the Chum Beis HaMikdash. So the fact that I'm not taking my wealth and my health for granted, why is that a direct reason that I should be zeichah to see the Binyan Beis HaMikdash? Yeah. Another thing I want to point out is that we know that Tisha B'Av is called a Moyed. Korolai Moyed Lishbo Bachurai, and it has halachic ramifications even. We don't say Tachanun because it has a Moyed. It's a type of Yom Tov. We're hoping a lot of Lava will be a Yom Tov, that it says that when Mashiach is going to come, Tisha B'Av will be a Yom Tov. But in the Tisha B'Av that we're reading in Tisha B'Av, if it will happen tomorrow night, there will be in Tisha B'Av in Avelis. So what exactly is this Moyed? A Moyed of Yontiv is a type of Moyed in which we show how close we are to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why we're so happy on the Yom Tovim, the Shloshe Regolim. It's a time that we realize the Klai Yisrael is special. We have a special Kilva, and we think about the Nisan that Hashem did to us in the past. That's an understandable Moyed of time of Simcha. What is this Moyed? Lemaise, the Mashkiach of Volvo used to say that it's a Moyed of Richuk. It's a time that we get together, and also to set aside time. It's a set aside time to realize how far we are away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how far we are from that Hashuas HaShchinah. That also needs more explanation. What exactly is, what are we doing, and what is the to'elus of this Moed of Richuk? So once again, we want to clarify for ourselves those words of the Shelo HaKadosh, that type of crying that I can't take things for granted. Why is that directly related to the Avelis and Yerushalayim? What is the nature of this Moyed? What exactly are we supposed to be doing? And we're all talking about, and we heard yesterday also about, that it's a time to feel Avelis. How do we get ourselves to feel the Avelis? And we heard some very wonderful things, which I personally had to tell us, about to have a deeper feeling, if you really misboinen, about even that dogma that we heard yesterday about person on that end of Ne'ilah, that everybody feels a tremendous high. That's a dogma of something that could be like that an entire year and could be much, much more than that. We have imagination. We have ability to picture these things and feel that we have so much more to life. You know, if someone would tell you that, you know, if you do such and such, you get $1 billion. You don't know what $1 billion looks like, but it's something you'd be very excited to do. Or if he tells you that if you would have done something yesterday, you could have got $1 billion, then you'd feel terrible about it, even though you don't have a clear picture of how $1 billion look. But it is enough of something of value that a person can feel an excitement to get it or a feeling of terrible loss that he lost the opportunity. And that much we can. We have enough kelim to imagine with what we heard and what we know that there is a tremendous loss. But once again, we're trying to clarify how do we carry out these feelings of Velis, and specifically with the kinnis, what is the place of the kinnis? There's a medrash that says like this: Yirmiyo, he accompanied Klal Yisrael into the Golus, and eventually he left them. And the Medrash on the Pasuk of Al Nair is Bovel, Shom Yoshavnu Gam Bochinu, that Mizmah that we all know, it describes so vividly that situation of Klal Yisrael leaving Eretz Yisrael, going into Golus, crying over Yerushalayim that they lost. Meshkechech Yerushalayim, Tishkach Yemini. We could see the description how much they got out of Yerushalayim and how much they felt that life is worthless without it. And it says when the Bnei HaGoyla saw Yirmiyo leaving them, they all started crying. Shom Yoshavnu Gam Bochinu, and they said, Rabbeinu Yirmiyo, Rebbe Yirmiyo. Now became the Rebbe when he was giving them the Musa. When he told them Eicha beforehand, this Eicha could happen, Chulban could happen, they didn't listen to him. They had false bitochen Hashem. They said, Hashem's never going to leave us. We don't have to change our ways. But now, everything was done, and going through the Chulban, they said, Rabbeinu Yirmiyahu, how could you leave us over here? And he started crying. Alma's bovil. And they were boicha. Says the Medrash, Omer lehem, he told them, Me'ed ani olai shomayim v'oretz. I can testify. In the name of the heaven and the earth, Ilu b'chisem b'chia achas, Achatem b'tzioin, lo gilisem. If you have just let out one cry, when you were still in Eretz Yisrael, when you're still in Tzion, when you had the Beis Hamikdash, you had Yerushalayim, you would have not gone into Golus. They cried when they saw the terrible heft upon him. They cried, they saw the terrible sorrows they were going through. But before it happened, when things were still good, even though the danger was imminent and they were being warned that the Beis Hamikdash can be destroyed, they did not cry. They assumed that we'll manage, everything will work out. And that's what he told them. All you had to do then is to cry, and that would have saved you. We see the power of a bechiah, how it could have stopped the Chulban Beis HaMikdash. Bemet, it says in the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu also, that Yirmiyahu is telling them, Al tishu b'divrei sheker leimo, Heichel Hashem, Heichel Hashem. Klal Yisrael, we're making this full statement. And you're always telling them, you're not listening to me. Why? Because you're saying this is a Heichel Hashem. This is the house of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No matter what we do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to leave his house. We don't have to be worried. And even more, they say, Heichel Hashem, Shem Avai, Shem Midas HaRachmin. They mistakenly relied on Midas HaRachmin when they did actions which aroused the Midas Adin. And that's why Hashem set up the world. The Midas HaRachman is there as much as possible, but sometimes it's necessary for the Kiyum of Klal Yisrael, for us to exist, to have the Midas Adin, to take things away from us, because if we continue going further and further away, then it will be another destruction. And that's where they made the mistake. They thought they were relying on Hashem, but they weren't relying on Hashem. If you rely on Hashem, go with Hashem. Don't go away from Hashem. That's what he said. If you'd have this feeling of a Bechiah, a feeling, oi, I made a mistake. Oh, I have to change my ways. That could have prevented the Golus then. We have an interesting example of when Klal Yisrael did make the Bechiah. And it may not sound so matim for Tisha B'Av, but it was a situation which, even when we read it with the Nigun of Tisha B'Av, but we read it on Purim. That when Klal Yisrael found out about the terrible Gezeirah then, it says, Evil Godol LaYehudim, Soyim Bechiyu Misped. There was a terrible Avelus of Klal Yisrael. Soyim Bechiyu Misped. Sak Ve'efa Yusel Rabim. That was a Hisoiris, a waking of Klal Yisrael. When they realized the Gezeirah was imminent and there was a Gezeirah to kill out Klal Yisrael, suddenly they woke up. And they had that Bechi, the Evil Godel, the Bechi, the Misved, Sak Ve'Efa Yutzal Rabim. And that is what brought them back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's what eventually brought them to the state of having the Yeshua, of being saved. It's an interesting thing that Soim, I understand that they fasted, Bechi, that they cried, but Evil and Misped is a little bit interesting, because Evil is generally a feeling I lost something. They didn't lose anything yet. There was imminent danger. Misped, the saying has paid him. Ebenezer says that Misped over there says Kinos. They were saying Kinos. That Avelis and Kinos, even before the actual thing happened. And the truth is, the classic form of kinnus, we say a lot of kinnus, but the kinnus, which is one of the kisvei kodesh, is Eicha. Eicha is called the Megillah of Kinnus. And it was written also before the Chulban. It was written by Yirmiyahu, given over by Yirmiyahu Hanavi to Melech Yoyakim. It was before the Chulban. But if you read and pay attention to the Eicha, it's a live description of the Chulban, of the terrible tragedy of destruction of Klal Yisrael and the tzoros that Klal Yisrael going through at the time of the Chulban. So it's also interesting. We're saying a hesped before it happened. This is one of the important ideas of this Pri and this Misbet. There's two ways of going through situations in life. We could take things for granted and rely that Hashem loves us and everything will be right, and not look into our ways, not look into our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Or we can wake ourselves up. And the way we wake ourselves up is by realizing that we can't take things for granted. Realizing that, one second, how am I behaving? In the case of the Eicha, when Yirmiyahu HaNavi gave over the Megillas Eicha to Klal Yisrael, describing the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, what did it mean to say? It didn't have to happen. If Klal Yisrael would have been Chayzer B'Tshuva, there would not have been a destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. That's what Yirmiyahu told them before. If you'd have had one tear beforehand, there would be no destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. He wanted to describe to them the bigger picture. What do things really look like now? You think that you have bitachon that Hashem will leave you alone, the Beis HaMikdash will remain. That's not the way things look. In the real picture, Klav Yishmaya, the Hanhoga that you deserve right now is this Eicho. That's where you're holding now. That's what should happen at Piderech HaTeva now, because you're so far away from Hashem. The values of HaKadosh Baruch Hu don't interest you. You're still running after your Avodah Zarah. You're not running to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're still dishonest. And all the terrible avodas that Klal Yisrael doing at that period of time, you're running your way away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and saying that Heichal Hashem, Hashem is going to keep things going. You're not looking at the truth. So the idea of the kinos before it happened and the bechi before it happened is to recognize that b'etzem I'm in a position now that pidech ha'tera, I should be finished. I was ma'oyer, I roused the midas ha'din to the point that the Beis HaMikdash should be destroyed. I should go into Golus. And Klal Yisrael at the time of Haman also, they left HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they put their bitochen in Achashverosh and in Haman and everybody else. They forgot about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The fact that they were saying hespedim and evil, they were saying hespedim and evil because they realized that we lost the game. We're in a position now that Besim, we are finished, we are decimated, we are annihilated, because we left HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's where things are heading, and the game is over. We could already say hesped now for Klal Yisrael. We could already say kinnas, the Klal Yisrael is going to be wiped out. But this is the godless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to annihilate us. He doesn't want to destroy Beis HaMikdash. He doesn't want to keep us in Golus for one more day. But he wants us to feel and recognize the true state that we're in. And then, at the time of Haman and Mordechai, Klal Yisrael came to recognition the state they were in, and they did the Bechi and the Misbit and the Kinos, and they put themselves in the right position. Oi, we're so far away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we bet them should be destroyed, but we want so much to come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They use this crying, they use this Misbit of recognizing the tremendous Hester upon him they're in. That yes, I realize I am a Hester upon him. I thought things are working out pretty good over here. We're managing with Achashverosh. But we're in a terrible Hester upon him. The second person realizes we're in a terrible Hester upon him, then he has this ability to start coming back and recognizing that my real place is not in Hester upon him. I don't want Hester upon him. That's the worst thing. That's destruction. That's annihilation. And we go, Chayzer B'Tshuva, come to back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want the Haoris upon him, that shining face of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want the Beis HaMikdash. I can't just manage staying out here in Golus the way I am. I can't manage have to be totally in Achashverosh. I want to be totally in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Nevi'im and the Tzadikim of Klal Yisrael. That's what I want to be totally in. That's what they did then. And that was the Bechi that saved them. And Rechmon Litzlon, that's what Yirmiyahu HaNavi told Klal Yisrael. I gave you the opportunity. I wakened you up that you're in a state of Midas HaDin that already Beis HaMikdash should be destroyed, and it should be dying of starvation and eating your children and being taken into Golis and Hashem Yirachem, everything. If you had just listened and realized, I'm painting the real picture. You are the false picture. You are the picture. Yeah, Hashem is with us. Adarab, I'm a big tzaddik, the biggest tzaddik of Yirmiyahu. Yirmiyahu is making everything Hashem into such a chas v'sholom, kavayochel, mean, angry God. And we know Hashem loves us. And you say Hashem loves you, but the way you're living, without putting Hashem enough into your lives and running away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you set up a midas hadin in the world, and that's going to bring you destruction. If you start shed a tear and cry and say, you know what, I realize I made a mistake. I shouldn't be relying on Hashem that it should be running after me when I'm running away from me, running away from Him. Because if I'm running away from Him, I'm destroying the tachlis of the Bria, tachlis of Klal Yisrael. And now's the time for tshuva. Now it's time to think of Evel. Oy, Abidechateva, I'm about to lose this beautiful Beis HaMikdash, all the Nisim that we heard and that we know, especially Hashgoch of HaKadosh Baruch Hu upon us. The beautiful, wonderful, uplifting feeling every day of a life can have, that clarity that we can have by going into the Beis HaMikdash, and suddenly Avodah Hashem becomes clear to us exactly what should we do, what's Yetzer Tov, Yetzer Hara. Today, half the people, they think the Yetzer Tov is the Yetzer Hara, and the Yetzer Hara is the Yetzer Tov. All mixed up. But when you have the Beis HaMikdash, you get the Ruach HaKodesh, everything's clear, everything's smooth, everything's calm, everything's pleasant, everything's uplifting. Ah! Abichi, I'm about to lose this. I want to come back. I'm going to change myself. I'm not going to rely that I can do whatever I want. Hashem's going to be with me. Hashem wants me to be with Him, and I want to be with Him. That is a bechi that could have saved the Beis HaMikdash. And that is a hesped that could have saved the Beis HaMikdash if they would listen to the hesped, the kina, that Yirmiyahu Navi said. In the time of Mordechai, it was the other way around. Mordechai led Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael got the message. Yes, we will be involved in these things. It says from the Arizal that Tainis is a tshuva. The tshuva, the letter is tshuva. Tov Shin Vov Beis. Hey, is Rosh Tevis. The tof of tshuva is Tainis. The fast that I realize my... When I'm fasting, I realize my goal in life is not just eating and physical pleasures. I use them for Avodas Hashem. And when I'm going to fast to show myself, that's not what life is all about. If I feel content and happy because I have what to eat now, that's not enough. I need something more than that. Then Shin Vov of Tshuva is Sak V'Efer. That's the clothing that a person who's repenting sometimes in the time of Mordechai Tzadik, and other times they wear that to show my clothing. I was overly excited about getting the nicest clothing and having the nicest clothing. External impressions, that's not what life is about. Adarabah, life is about the internal things, where my heart is. Bechi is the base of tshuva. Bechi, with my eyes, I look at things in the right fashion. I cry, I let a tear come out of my eyes. Instead of just looking at things and trying to swallow up Olam Hazeh, I want my eyes to cry for... I should have used my eyes properly. I should use my eyes... And I am tevah to see the greatness of Hashem and try to bring myself closer to Hashem, to do chasodim to other people. And the hay of tshuva is hesped. That's using our mouth in the fashion, in the proper fashion also. So we're using all the senses and everything we have and converting it with tshuva and tainis. That's a goal of tainis. That's a goal of the misbit and the avelis and the crying. It's not just to feel bad and feel down. It's to uplift ourselves. But tshuva, to bring us back to Hashem, bring us to the position that we recognize that all these things that are making us content now and making it harder for us to cry is a mistake. It's a mistake. We're still saying, oh, Baruch Hashem, Hashem is so good to me, and I have everything I need, and it's hard for me to cry, and I can't think about crying about anything spiritual. It's too abstract for me. It's not possible in our generation. That's exactly what he said in the Bayis Sheni. And that's what we're doing. Mitzvah Hashem, we should say, not to have to do it. Maybe you could do it today and we won't need it tomorrow. That feeling of when we're sitting down and saying the kinnis, we are looking at the picture of where I am today, and this is what I think possibly the Shiloh Kodesh means to tell us. what is Shlomo Kodesh saying? You have this person that he's wealthy and healthy and has everything he needs, so what should he cry about? Everything is good. It's hard to cry. And what is his etzer? To think that you never know, maybe tomorrow you're going to lose your wealth and you're going to lose your health and everything's going to turn around. He didn't just mean that don't be sure of yourself. The way we're saying now, it's a lot more than that. Sometimes, and always, Lamaisa, as long as we're in Golis, as long as we're in Golis, we're in a state of Hester Ponim. We're in a state of danger. The time that we're safe is when we have the Ha'aretz Ponim, the shining face of Hashem, when we have the Beis HaMikdash, we have the Ashras HaShechina, and we're on our lands, and we're in the state of Geula. Every second of Golis is Be'etzim Hester Ponim to a certain degree. There are times that Hashem has Rachmonis on us, and because of various reasons, He gives us a tremendous abundance of goods. The last generation that we were born into, that's what has been the physical abundance that we have, and the health and everything we have in our time is unmatched in history. Some say maybe it's because after Chrysler went through the terrible Holocaust, we were broken into nothing, crumbled into little bits. We need a tremendous chizik in order to keep ourselves going. Whatever Hashem's cheshbon is, Lamaisa, we were living with so much goodness, physical goodness, and like I'm saying, we have to thank Hashem for it. And like in Bai Sheni, they thank Hashem for it. But if that's the only picture we see, that yeah, everything's good. Hashem is so good for me, so why should I cry? The moyeds of Av, of Tisha B'Av, is a time to get together and to look at the bigger picture. How is Hashem looking at us? And I see that the bigger picture is that Hashem has put us in Golus, and I'm still in Golus. And as long as I'm in Golus, I'm in a state of Hester Ponim. And a state of dire danger. I should not take anything for granted. And more than that, not just not taking for granted, it's not the regular type of thing about Golus HaToiv. It's HaKolus HaMatziv. The Matziv that we're in is a Matziv of Midas Adin. The entire Tekuf of Golus is a Matziv of Be'etzem, a certain level of Midas Adin. It's a matzav similar in some way to that matzav of Klal Yisrael before the Chulban Beis HaMikdash. And that's our opportunity. If we say that, okay, I thank Hashem, everything's great, everything's wonderful, and suffice with that, then I miss the boats. And I'm making the mistake that we made before the Chulban Beis HaMikdash. But if I'm able to get myself to wake up, at least sometimes during the year, and realize I have to be so thankful for Hashem for what I have, but I have to realize that this is k'neged ha-teva. It's not the natural thing that I should have anything now. The teva is adarava. Chas v'shalom should be the opposite, because as long as we're in Golus and we're in Zeicher to the Gula, we're in a state of Hester Ponim. We're in a state of a distance, a richuk from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is the thing we have to cry about, that I'm in a state of richuk. And if I have something good, I don't even know it's going to last. But if I want it to last, at least one of the ways of preserving it is by coming back to the state of Bechi, of Kinois, of Hesped, of realizing that I am going through a state of Midas Adin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I lost so much, and looking back, how much I lost, not only that I yearn for all those wonderful things I don't have, but to realize that if I don't have them now, then I'm in a very precarious state now. And the way I save myself in Klal Yisrael is by recognizing that we're in a state of Hester Ponim. We're not back to where we should be. And we need that kiyuv of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's when I sit down and I say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my Yetzer is telling me everything is great. And I can't cry. There's nothing to cry for. And on Tisha B'Av, I overcome that. I sit on the floor and I say, with all that goodness, that's a nes that I have in Bechlal. And tomorrow it may not happen because I'm living in a state of Hester Ponim, Midas Adin of Golus. And together with that, I remind myself, what is this Hester Ponim? It's because there's a richuk, there's a distance between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I know that the source of all good and what Hashem wants is the kilva. And that opens up, like we said, the Rosh HaTevis of Tshuva. My tainus is going to be the beginning of Tshuva. From the richuk that I have, that moyed of richuk, like the Mashgiach, Rav Volva said, is a time that I bring myself back to the reality of life. I realize there is a richuk. I'm in Golus. I'm in Hester Ponim. With all the good I have, it's Hester Ponim. And I don't know if it continues and won't continue. But one thing I do is I don't want it to continue. And therefore, I'm crying to Hashem. I realize the emes. I realize the emes of the world I'm living in now, and that's a world of golus, a world of golus hashrina, a golus, the world of this has to put in the different tzoros that Klal Yisrael has, even if I personally don't have them. There's a lot of tzoros going around. Spiritual tzoros, so many children are at risk. Physical tzoros, especially now that we have more of the midas than in the world. But the Yom is megala to us. It's in our hands. We can mevatel the midas din. We can mevatel the hest upon him. And that's by this bechi and this hesped and the kinnis that we're going to say. That's the idea of all the kinnis. I had, I think they distributed, I wrote up a few years ago, just a line on each one of the kinnis based on what Revolda said about them. But that's the basic thing he's saying, that the different types of kinnis, and if you even read that one line before each kinnis, you get a little picture of what you're doing. And the kinnis, we're looking at the bigger picture. We're taking advantage of this moyed. This moyed is the time we get together and we open up our eyes. Where are we? And we start with the Churban Beis HaMikdash, with some of the kinnis described the tragedies of the Churban Beis HaMikdash, till we end up with the Eli Tzion Vareo, which is mamish, a description of standing in front of the Churban Beis HaMikdash, very mamish in front of your eyes. And we go through the different tzoros that Chrysler went throughout history. We go through the Crusades and the Cossacks and different things that happened, the Holocaust. What's the idea of all these things? It's not just we want to get ourselves emotionally involved. We want to bring ourselves, there's a reality that we're part of. Since the Churban Beis HaMikdash to today, this is what we're going through. We're going through this Hester Bonim. That is what Gola is all about. And if there's times that it's pleasant for us, that's abnormal. That's not natural. That's an extra Rachmim of Hashem. But it's not because Hashem wants us to be in this state. It's because Hashem wants us to survive. But now that we're surviving, we have to take it to the next step and realize these things. And that's the 4 points that the Mashgiach brought out in the kinnis. You could pay attention to them while you're saying them. To realize the Hester Ponim, the terrible tragedy of the Churban Beis HaMikdash, the terrible tzoros, and Gzeiros, the Klal Yisrael of death, and destruction of Yiddishkeit that went out through history, that because of this Hester Ponim, we don't have the Beis HaMikdash that protected us and gave us that closeness and that glory. Together with that, we feel, we recognize some of the kinnis of Tzadik Adin, that we realize that it's our aveiros that caused it. And that's what we're saying. This is one of the ways to bring ourselves back to Hashem. Not taking the fact that everything is good, everything is good. No, it is not good. Today we see the bigger picture. No matter how pleasant it is, it's not good. And we need to be chayzim v'tshuva. And together with that, we are the ones that describe our yearning for the gula. We will never give up on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because that feeling that Hashem is always with us, Hashem is over rachamim, that feeling is true and remains with us. And that's why we can be misabel on Yerushalayim. That's why we can say these kinas. We can sit on the floor and cry for what we don't have. But the reason why we're crying is because we realize the richuk, and with the realization of the richuk and what we're lacking, those feelings are makarev us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what we're saying. Kol ha-mis'abel al Yerushalayim zoicha v'roya b'binyona b'simchosa. He's zoicha to see it. And some say it means that even in his own life, even if we're not going to be chas v'shalom, we're not yet zoicha to see the actual being based in Mikdash, but at least the kilva is waking up. I'm not just living in my world. Everything is great. I realize there is some special kilva between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which I'm now going to start building up more and more in my tefillahs, my emulation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways, and my chasodim, my appreciation for the Torah. Mi'at Hashem, if we take advantage of this in the proper fashion, we will do what Chazal and HaKadosh Baruch Hu want us to make of this day. This is a day of tainis, tzoim, tshuva, and avelis and kinnis, the two things that are coming together. And see, like, take advantage of this moyed. And Mi'at Hashem, if we make this into the real moyed that Hashem wants it to be, the time that wake ourselves up and see the bigger picture, and with all the wonderful things we have, together with that, we see we're part of this long, long golus, and we want to get out of it. We have to get out of it. We can't rely on the golus, and we can only rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Mi'at Hashem will be zeicha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will see our feelings and our tzoynis and our desires for kilva to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we'll be zeicha, Mi'at Hashem, there will be the emes amoyed, not just a moyed of richuk, but a moyed of kiruv, a yontif, for us and all Klal Yisrael b'mehirah v'yameinu. Shkayach.
Yashkayach.
Baruch tia. Yeah. Shkayach to everybody.
Well, thank you. Good night.
Tada. Tada.